Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. You really need to always know the score, your credit score, that is. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. Your credit score is not a fixed number. It's a number that you can easily improve. The first step is to get your credit reports from all three credit bureaus, TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. You can get all three at once by going to www.annualcreditreport.com. And there is also a place that you can go and you can get them absolutely free. What about that? That's at freescore91.com. Step number two, make sure you read them. Lots of people don't. But if you're serious about improving your credit score, you will. Look at them carefully for any mistakes. And if you find one, go through the instructions on the respective bureau's website to dispute it in writing. The single most important factor in determining your credit score is your payment history. It accounts for more than a third of your score. Delinquent payments can knock 50 to 100 points off because a history of late payments translates into making you seem a lot less likely to pay back a potential lender. The good news is that recent payment history holds more weight than past, so it's not too late to turn your payment history around. And despite what many people think, closing credit card accounts that you no longer use could actually hurt your credit score, not improve it, because closing those accounts actually lowers the total credit available to you and makes any balances that you have seem larger in credit score calculations. Another concern about closing old credit card accounts, if you close your oldest account, that actually shortens the length of your reported credit history and makes you appear less credit worthy. So it's better to close more recent accounts, especially high interest rate revolving charge accounts. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.